Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, also broadcasting on eSETI Stargate, I think iHeart and about 80 other affiliates as well, and going out to 40 countries. So this is really taking off like crazy. And I'm not even going to go into housekeeping or anything or talk about all the latest events because I really want to get into our guest. We've got Corey Good, and he's part of the Secret Space Program. Contactee, you know, he has so many fingers and so many different things. I don't even know where to start, but I could go on his bio and be here forever, but I really want to get to the information. But first of all, welcome to the show and welcome to the ranch as well.
Thank you. Yeah, it's beautiful. I appreciate you inviting me to come out here.
Yeah, it's we haven't had clear skies yet, but hopefully we can get out. And we just filmed 30 ships two nights ago, so more than that. I think it was 35 or something, but. But it's really busy here. There's so many areas I want to get into. The first thing I want to kind of get this out of the way, there's just so much vitriol hatred going on right now in the UFO community. And, you know, I've been trying to get a finger on that, like where it all started. I know I got tied into it just by associating myself with you, which I feel that's an honor, and I know that comes with the territory. I don't have any problems with that. But they
shouldn't be a part of the territory.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, people who are authentic and that really do have a story to get out and are in service mode seem to be attacked the most because, and that's what I want to talk about. The whole field is replete with planned opposition, people who say they're one thing and doing the opposite. They have connections and to certain agencies and people, and then you got the Rockefeller Initiative and all that stuff.
And the corporate interests.
Yeah, and the corporate interests, everything else, are all tied together to stop any new information coming out. And it even goes against the religious programming, all of it. But, you know, you have all that kind of set up, and the people that are playing ball get the pulpit. I mean, they get the funds, the money, the airtime on all the major shows and everything, and the people that are staying.
Get invited to the certain events, if you don't toe the line, you cut off from certain events.
Yeah.
It's a very controlled field.
It is. There's a very controlled narrative here, and I wanted to talk about that. But I want to get back to how this all began. I know that you and David had some problems, I guess, Gaia. That's well known. That's out there. How did that seems to be the beginning of all this.
Well, I mean, it actually started kind of before that.
Yeah.
Project Avalon, Bill Ryan. Bill Ryan has a major vendetta against me. Apparently him and his wife got into a big argument, and according to her testimony, he threatened her life.
Mm-hmm.
So she left him with half of his gold,
and
he has a vendetta out on me ever since.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of tied in later on with the Gaia situation. David and I, when we started at Gaia, immediately it was a hostile work environment.
Mm-hmm.
We complained about it over and over and over. It was mostly Jay Widener.
Yeah.
So, you know, I made recordings of his behavior. Because he would just, in front of guests, he'd come in screaming, throwing things around, cussing us out.
Yeah.
It was totally under duress that we did that entire show. So we finally protested, David and I both did, and had him removed, fired as producer. Of the show we had, and we brought on Melissa Tittle. I think she did a really good job, but it was too little too late. He then went on a vendetta against me.
Yeah.
When David left the company, a few short weeks after I did, and it became public through David's resignation letter, which spells out beautifully what went on there.
Yeah.
Beautifully. So everyone should read it.
How could people read that letter or get access to the resignation letter?
We'll find it and make sure there's a link in the description.
Okay.
For this video. But you can find it online. There's some really disturbing things in there. David was upset when he wrote it, and it was never supposed to be public. When that letter came out, all hell broke loose.
Yeah,
Gaia lost 50% of its value. Jerry Widener lost about $250,000 of his own money, which added to his vendetta. And then certain executives, contractors, and employees at Gaia then went on a warpath and started gaslighting all of these very disturbed people that have been cyber-stalking us and then began to coordinate.
Yeah.
By the time of the airing of this video, hopefully our first lawsuits will have dropped. We're going to be suing Gaia, Jay Widener, Jimmy Church, a whole slew of people are going to be sued. And it's going to be for, you know, federal racketeering type stuff. It's such so coordinated. We've spent, you know, just on one of the individuals that was being gaslit, we spent over $115,000 in legal fees. We were just awarded those legal fees by a judge in Colorado. So you can imagine how much we've spent in the cyber investigations, which, you know, $600 to $1,000 an hour for that.
Yeah.
All of the attorneys that we've had, you can imagine how expensive it has been. But, you know, we're moving forward. Like I said, by the time this airs, some of the lawsuits should have dropped. And we will have had, we will have created a legal fund, a light work legal fund.
Yeah, great.
And we'll put the information up on the screen on how people can donate. It's going to be very expensive, but what I am doing, it's going to drain the swamp of the ufology. It's going to expose all the coordination between various individuals, who they are tied to.
Yeah.
It's going to be a, it's going to be a nuclear bomb.
Okay, so basically, I know David Wilcox in his letter shined a lot of light on this, and there's some influences, and you know, it's, you know, we have to get into this, can't ignore this, but there's a major Luciferian kind of network that's involved in this, and
absolutely.
And yeah, and so could you comment on that, or what you know about that?
Yeah, I mean, there's a large Luciferian, or they like to call it Gnostic, influence in a lot of the work that goes on at Gaia. And, you know, the we have record of the CEO of Gaia that in the past he had used these same tactics that have been used on me, the gang stalking, on another individual. And in that lawsuit, it's on record that, you know, the CEO was into channeling Lucifer.
Yeah.
And there are a number of other things that occurred. You know, it was enough to raise your eyebrows that you would hear things, you know, but it was never, you know, just really overt. But it was just, the main thing that we really had issues with was just the extremely hostile work environment.
And this is all like public record. I mean, it's in lawsuits and things like that.
Yeah.
So
what is it, the glassceiling.com? All of these employees have complained about exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah. It's, I know before when I mean, I'm on Gaia TV too, and they've aired a bunch of my stuff, but it wasn't, I didn't really appear on Gaia. I did talks and lectures with other people who then put it on Gaia later.
About
the content and things like that. But there's a little spidey voice inside me just said, don't go there. I kept listening to that. Don't, you know, just keep your energies close and do your own work. And that's why I kind of stayed out of the scene for quite a while.
Well, there was a lot of controversy behind the trademarks.
Yeah.
And I started instigating the trademarks 3 years ago because, you know, Jay Widener was trying to bring in a lot of people that we knew were fake LARPers, like Jason Rice and, you know, a few of the others. And David and I refused to have him on the show.
Yeah.
You know, so they kept really, really pushing that, and were having these people use terms, you know, that were associated with me and my information. My life story is considered my intellectual property. And I had to do trademarks, which is a normal business practice, to protect my intellectual property, which they were violating and still are. And they're disputing a couple of my trademarks, 20 and back, and Blue Avians. They're trying to say they own the rights to that. So a lot of people, they were unable to get people to come didn't do new shows because everyone was figuring out that your intellectual property could get stolen.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, my life story made Gaia, turned Gaia from a $150 million company into a $300 million company.
Uh-huh.
And when we left, guess what? It went right back
yeah,
down.
Yeah.
There's a lot of animus and a sense of revenge that's going on. Ranch.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Black job, cliff high.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so it's been pretty crazy, and I don't even, it's funny, I haven't even met these people, I don't even know them, they haven't even been to East City, they don't know anything about me, they just go by rumors and gossip, and
yeah, yeah.
And anybody who's in the light, you know, anybody who's in, that's, you know, public, that's a major public person, you're going to hear all kinds of stuff out there, that
yes.
just comes with the territory, but nothing like what we've experienced.
Right.
I just go, who are these people?
Well, all these people that you're talking about, if you're out there and you're listening to this, please contact me at spearbeingalliance@gmail.com if you have any testimony, any video of behavior of Jay Widener or Jimmy Church or these other characters that have been around doing character assassination against David and I, spreading all of these lies. If you have any evidence or are willing to go on record, please contact us. We have dozens of people that already have. Dozens of
yeah.
people. The first thing we're going to do is do a bunch of subpoenas when we, which is probably already happened by the airing of this, because
uh-huh.
there are a lot of people that used to work for certain corporations and that have had dealings with individuals in this field that had signed NDAs.
Yeah.
And the subpoena erases the NDA.
And yeah.
A lot of people are coming forward with a lot. Like I said,
yeah.
these
yeah.
lawsuits, it's going to rip open the underbelly, the dirty underbelly of ufology. And it's going to expose everything. It's never going to be the same.
Yeah, it needs to happen, unfortunately. I just watched it keep getting more infiltrated, more and more and more. And then it got to the point where, first of all, I got uninvited to a lot of major events, which I've been keynote speakers at for a long time. Yeah, get blacklisted. And then second of all, and then the ad hominem attacks would start coming by these people. And then I go, oh, I see the dots. I'm connecting the dots here.
Yeah.
And they're being paid and they're being offered positions by the very same people.
Subpoenas are going to expose a lot about
it's all network.
Money that went through Patreon, PayPal. You think you were clever? Relationship's going to be privileged. It doesn't count when you've committed a crime.
Yeah.
We did have problems in the beginning getting the Colorado police did not want to investigate.
Uh-huh.
But now, due to the diligence of our cyber investigators, the Colorado authorities are looking into it.
Great.
Actual detectives. And we've brought this to the FBI as well. And some of the stuff is so interesting, we even are giving it to the SEC. There have been a lot of very interesting things that have gone on that we've
yeah.
covered. It's going to be just crazy when this all happens.
This is, you know, funny, this is like a microcosm of the macrocosm. You know, we're seeing the Q movement and all these other things coming up and the deep state and all this stuff. And this ties into that. It's amazing how much it totally relates to that.
You know how the media is about Trump. You know,
yeah.
And it's very similar to what's going on with me in the community. You've called it Corey Good Derangement Syndrome.
Yeah, yeah.
It's exactly what
yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I mean, people, they just take and recirculate these vicious lies that were mostly created by a lawyer, C.W. Chantra guy,
uh-huh.
and others. I mean, they created this whole narrative of doxing.
Yeah.
Never happened. C.W. Chanter or Benjamin Zavodnik, an attorney
uh-huh.
in New Jersey, created the whole thing. And
yeah.
Jay Widener used it to his benefit, and others did. But, that, in addition to the cyber stalking that they've done, class 5 felony in Colorado.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
they mess around. Now that they're finally investigating it and they have all the information from our cyber people, we have just a plethora. You most likely can find it online. If the case is online right now that we filed, I'll make sure that we have a link to put in the description.
Yeah.
To where we're going to make sure that all of this is in the sunlight.
Yeah, it needs to be.
He's me making stuff up.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to have the testimony, the evidence, lay it on the table, and let people make up their own minds.
I mean, I tell them, they come up with all this stuff. I mean, I was accused of being a predator, a pedophile, and then we've got your number. I saw you earlier. We've got your number. We got your file, And it was James Wilson Gilliland. My name's James Allen Gilliland, and he was in Seattle, so it was close, And that went all over the internet. Yeah, we got you now. And then there's another big mess that got all misconstrued, and there's a woman involved in it and said, "Hey, nothing happened. He was a perfect gentleman." And my issues came up, it wasn't about anything being done. It was what wasn't done.
Right.
Like a woman scorn thing.
Yeah.
And that's come up a few times and at the ranch here, people's stuff comes up. You can't get away. The energy is so strong here. It comes up. You either heal it and you grow from it. Or you project and blame and go on the warpath. And there's so many people trying to work out their issues externally through all this. I mean, it's a mess. That's why I said Trump is one big process-oriented therapy session for all of us. And it's the same thing. This is a big process-oriented therapy for everybody involved. But what I'm blown away with, and I've addressed this, there's people that will quote Jesus, like Jesus is inspiring them to do this and that. And I go, which Jesus are you talking to? The one that talks about love and forgiveness and an all-loving, all-forgiving God? Is that the Jesus you're talking about, and where you can spew all this venom and hate and misinformation and full-on deceptions and lies? Is that the Jesus you're talking about? So there's some real delusional stuff going on there.
It's absolutely. I mean, the person I talked about, this Ari Stone, Alyssa Christie Mall, Devano, I can never remember.
I'm sure I'll hear from him soon.
Yeah.
by having you on the show.
She was suing me for stealing her dreams.
Oh.
And apparently her and I had married in another
lifetime.
Identity. No,
oh, yeah.
We were currently married. I was apparently cheating on her with my wife.
Oh, okay.
Or cheating on my wife or whatever. So completely delusional. In the court documents, they call her delusional. But it went on for 2 years, $115,000.
Wow.
So this is a long haul. We're getting ready to take these people, and we're ready for the long haul. We're ready to go 2, 3, 4 years, whatever it takes. Because, I mean, there's the amount of tort interference that has occurred, we've lost many hundreds of thousands of dollars in business.
Oh, yeah.
Mainly because of Jay Widener and others at Gaia going around to event organizers. And Jay Widener and Jimmy Church both approached the Orchard, or now it's 1091, and tried to get them to not work with us anymore, called us criminals, all kinds of other stuff. That is not legal.
Yeah, yeah.
That is tort interference. It's on the record. I mean, Jay Widener is such a liability for Gaia. Why would keep him around? Why keep bringing him back?
Yeah.
Does he have something? What's going on?
Yeah,
because,
yeah.
I mean, he basically has single-handedly destroyed Gaia.
Uh-huh.
He's the reason we left. He's the reason we fought back. It was all because of him being a giant bully.
Yeah. Yeah, it's sad. It's sad because that.
They're like this.
And they'll call you a bully.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They'll bully you.
They'll do everything
and then,
you're accusing me
yeah,
of.
Yeah.
Like a bunch of people that had a Facebook group got together, and they had people from Gaia contacting them, trying to turn them against me. And they're like, this is weird.
Yeah.
The more they looked into it, the more suspicious they got.
Uh-huh.
And then they started defending me online. And eventually they contacted me. And, I wasn't going to say, stand down. Someone's actually protecting me. I couldn't say anything because of legal reasons.
Yeah.
So I was happy someone was defending me.
I was kind of down a little bit because I go, where is this coming from?
Yeah.
I said, my past 36 years have been totally dedicated to empowering people to make their own God connection, whatever you want to call it, and healing people and things like that. And, everybody makes mistakes along the way. You meet somebody and you're really hoping things are going to work out and everything comes up and there's nothing you can do about it. There's always free will, and you can't heal something somebody else doesn't want to heal. And that's life.
Yeah.
Things happen. That's life. Yeah. And, Muhammad always says there's no perfect men or women in the world, only perfect intentions. So you go there with really high intentions, and sometimes it doesn't work out.
Well, a lot of the people, I mean, I lost about 60% of the people on my team.
Yeah.
And most of the people, there's a couple that didn't, most of the people had good intentions from the very beginning.
Yeah.
That, you know, wanted to push things forward, but all of the attacks wore down on them.
Yeah.
All of the energy, negative energy coming in, caused their distortions to pop up, and some of them became victims of their own distortions.
Yeah, they end up feeling, what I see is they look up to you, kind of idolize you, and then they feel betrayed,
right,
and all their betrayal issues come up. Yeah.
Well, they were
and
buying,
then, yeah.
I mean, when you have an attorney standing up and getting on camera saying, this is illegal, he's going to, all of these things.
Yeah.
Well, you know, like ministers, attorneys, doctors, there's a certain amount of respect that goes along with those titles.
Exactly.
You know, and when someone's a total sociopath, like this attorney,
yeah,
then, you know, it doesn't work out, you know, the trust thing.
But, yeah.
Yeah, this, we've been in contact with the New Jersey Bar Association.
Mm-hmm.
They're taking this very seriously. We've been struggling to get it to the New Jersey police, but now the detectives in Colorado, mm-hmm, are going to be able to bridge the gap there. This is rolling now. This is
going, oh, good.
Rolling.
Yeah.
You know, there's a young lady in Florida that's been attacking us. We've,
uh-huh,
got evidence and testimony that she has been actually paid. And, you know, that I was starting to say earlier, there was a person that realized that DocSgate was fake, that I didn't do it, and they put out the evidence, and Jay Widener contacted them and offered them a felonious amount of money,
mm-hmm,
to hide the evidence that would prove that I didn't do it.
Yeah.
In an email, of all things.
Yeah.
That email is now a major exhibit in the case.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just thing after thing after thing. There's so much physical evidence that, you know, we tried to bring these people to the table for 2 years to come up, mm-hmm, with a resolution,
yeah,
and now I'm not coming to the table. I'm, mm-hmm, getting with a lawsuit, and I'm pushing it through.
Yeah.
I don't want to settle. I want to get some justice.
Yeah, yeah, that seems to be the name of the game right now.
Destroyed a lot of people's lives.
Yeah.
My marriage,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Nearly destroyed almost completely, you know, because of all the stress of it all, business relationships,
yeah,
between me and my team and me and other organizations. It's, you know, and we've had actual harassment from people that are insane.
Yeah, yeah.
Wacky, you know.
Yeah, I've had that.
People are pointing wacky people in our directions, you know, and saying, sick them, go get them.
Yeah.
And giving them money and encouragement, and they do it.
Yeah, we've had that happen. We've had a lot of things happen here like that where there was total coups, you know, where people try to take over and they forget that whose name's on the deed, you know.
Right.
And
yeah, people tried to take over my intellectual property.
Yeah.
They thought they knew better how it should be presented to me, or I don't know enough to do it. Yeah,
exactly.
That,
yeah, that, you know, same
people,
thing.
People rationalize. People, if they want something, and they want something done a certain way, they often just rationalize.
Yeah, that they can do whatever they can,
yeah,
to make sure they get
the
their way.
Good.
Yeah.
For the greater good.
Yeah, yeah. We've gone through that so many times here. It's, you know, what happens is they move in, they go through a healing process, they get clear, and they go from a wounded ego to clear to I'm special,
yeah,
to I'm, and then I'm, and then it becomes narcissistic, and then,
yeah,
the next level is, well, I'm the chosen one,
right,
and they start marginalizing,
yeah,
you.
You can't do this without me.
Yeah, and then they toss you out, and all of a sudden you find out your name's not even on the website anymore, and they're like front page, you know. And that's happened here so many times. And a lot of, it's sad, but a lot of people, their stuff came up and they've stolen a lot of money, things like that. And they're out there saying, you know, I go, look at your behavior, you know. I said, you have to make me into the bad guy to, yeah, validate your behavior.
The professional jealousy in this field is,
oh, yeah,
out of control.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like that.
Out of control.
Competition, the jealousy. Yeah. Well, you've got competition, you've got jealousy, you've got shills, you've got planned opposition, and
ego.
Yeah, and ego.
Yeah.
And that's all going on right now in the field, and I think that's this bombshell that you're talking about. It's going to really bring all that up. Because I think that's something that people really need to ask the question. First of all, the big question is, why are they doing it? You know, nobody, forget about what they're saying and everything else. Why are they doing,
mm-hmm,
it? Follow the money, too. Follow the money, and that'll tell you why. And then the fame and the money are promised, which is, those are the big hooks they get you with. But the, and then you go to the next level. That's why I ask people why. And then the second question we need to ask is that if you consider yourself this enlightened person on the planet, are you creating heaven on earth? You know, are you bringing, you know, everybody together? Are you trying to create harmony, you know,
these
and things?
People are into chaos magic. They're into dark things. I mean, each of these people, if you look at them, they profess some form of Luciferian or satanic
sort
of dark magical beliefs.
There's a lot of drug addiction involved, too, in some of these things, and openly, admittingly, that they use heroin and things like that.
And psychological issues, untreated.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're calling this Operation Ring of Fire.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, a lot of these people, they've been in love with the darkness.
Yeah.
And love is a burning thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a double-edged sword, you know. It's like, it's going to bring everything out. That's what love does, you know. It's like...
Well, we think it's going to be a RICO case. Like I said, it will have filed by the time this airs.
Yeah.
I signed the papers today, and then within 7 to 10 days after that, the lawsuit's dropped. So it's on.
Nice.
It's on.
It has to be. You know, I tried to be just forgive, let it go, and I've been doing that for so long. Yeah. I go, well, you know, I feel sorry for these people. They're very wounded. They're traumatized. They're trying to get their power back through external sources, which never works, you know. And they're not taking personal responsibility for what's going on. And I've always been just really forgiven and just keep going forward. But I think it's hit a head now where you have to do something. You can't just...
Zen ends where butt-kicking begins.
Yeah.
And, you know, many of us in this community think that we just turn the cheek constantly.
Yeah,
You know, being a light warrior means being a victim.
Yeah.
And it's hand in hand. No, you don't have to be anyone's doormat. You set your boundaries, you protect your energy, and you fight like a fierce lion. This is.
We're at that point now. Yeah.
There's no time for us to be timid.
I use that saying all the time, being a Christ doesn't mean being a doormat, you know?
Yeah.
And so, we can't do that anymore. That whole control pattern of turning the other cheek, you know, you just get hit in the other cheek.
Yeah.
You know, I want to block and punch.
Yeah. You know? So many cheeks.
Yeah, especially if they're the aggressor, you know, you might have to deal with that. But, and that's the thing is that...
I use Aikido, you know, Aikido principles.
Redirect
their energy towards them.
You don't
have to be vicious. You don't have to throw an elbow.
Yeah.
What you can do is when they throw an elbow, step out of the attack line and
move them.
Redirect their energy, you know?
Yeah, I'm really good at that. I'm on a Cancer Leo cusp, but the crab just goes, it goes side by side and the stuff just goes by, you know? But then enough is enough, and then the Leo comes out and goes, no. No more, you know?
I've got a very long fuse. Yeah, once I've had enough.
Well, that's what I get accused of is the 25 strikes program. You know, it's like people should have been tossed out on the third strike, but I keep trying to help them and trying to get them past the stuff.
And they're
right. We don't have 25 strikes anymore. Mm-hmm. It's things are moving too fast. We've got to get on the program, get on the right side of the light, and we can't allow these other forces or energies to come in and sabotage these things. And those that are allowing that to happen are going to have to be dealt with and moved out of the way so the truth and the light and everything can come forward. You know, it's and the way I see it, I know we were talking about it earlier today, the way I see it is that there's these, whatever name you want to give it, you know, Creator, God, Great Spirit, the Source itself, I feel is pushing in. And there's all these levels of beings from the fifth dimension on up, and they come in every size, shape, and color, and they're involved in this, and their energy is pressing in, their consciousness and energy is pressing in, they're in unity consciousness, they're beyond any religious or cultural programming, they're beyond all that, and they represent universal law, and that's coming in strong right now, and all this other crap is just coming right up to the surface. And it's you can't hide anymore. It's coming up, and everybody's seeing it for what it is.
Well, some of the people that are attacking us, they're going through that, and that makes them. And some of them are very intelligent people.
Yeah,
some intelligent people are the easiest to manipulate. You know?
Sometimes,
But some of these people, they're in those triggered states.
Yeah.
They're being used as useful idiots by corporate and other people that
yeah.
are, you know, giving them money or encouragement to go after us. So, you know, I mean, that is extremely irresponsible because who knows? I mean, some
yeah.
one of these people could, you know, do something, you know, very bad.
Yeah, I had all these people coming to me trying to, you know, they're warning me, do not align with those people. Actually, was some of your friends that you mentioned here.
Yeah.
We go, don't tie your wagon to that group, you know, that don't do this. And they're just like really warning me and everything else. And I'm going, you know, I'm not going to listen to all the gossip and the rumors and everything else. I'm going to meet you personally and find out what it's about. And we invited you out here, and got all hell broke loose. They tried to shut down the whole conference.
Right.
But
tortious interference.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, and when we started talking, and I started listening to the work you're doing and everything else, I've got so much of the same information from my sources, both in on other dimensions as well as people involved in the secret space fleet. Some of the top scientists on the planet that are involved in that have shared, and some about Eseti. People come here and it's like instant confession. I don't know what it is.
Well, you see,
it's
the going on in the sky here. I mean,
yeah,
it's like it. All of the veils kind of drop. All the
yeah.
subterfuge, all of that just drops.
And I have these guys from NASA, from Boeing, triple PhD engineers, and Air Force Base commanders, guys come up here, and they've all gone on record. They testified on Coast to Coast about this. And we did an intention experiment, and we actually was one of the first major global intention experiments with Art Bell. But it was interesting. These guys would come up, and you know, one guy, I can't mention his name because he'll get fired. He's a NASA guy, and he's out there with this little computer in the field, you know, and I'm, he didn't realize, but I was up in my place, you know, with my binoculars looking at his computer to see what he's doing.
Yeah.
And I'm going, how's that guy getting a signal here, even in the field? You know, we got a terrible signal. And this guy's like zooming in on the mountain and doing all this stuff and swiping a little card, you know, on his computer. And I'm going, this is way beyond. And something told me just, you know, really nice guy, super nice guy. And once we kind of came to understanding that I knew who he was and everything else, and then we sat down and just really talked about everything. And I can't reveal his name because he would get fired, you know. But that there are groups with NASA that they have their bags packed, ready to go. They get a phone call, go to this airport, a ticket's waiting for you. There's a major event just happened, like a landing or some UFO crash or something like that. And I'm sure the military has their groups, you know.
Yeah.
So whenever something happens, they go in too. And so this has been going on for so long. And they go, oh, since Project Blue Book, we closed the book on this and everything else. And I go, no way. They just went secret about it. You know, they just, but they're still there. They know everything exists. It's real. It's going on. But publicly, they can't say anything because that's a whole controlled narrative, that whole system there. But I want to get in a little bit about the space fleet. How much of that, I know the Navy's got their stuff and the Air Force was really holding back and now they're coming on board. How much of that is in positive control that are really here for humanity and the Earth now?
Most of the, I guess, the lower level stuff. The military-industrial complex type equipment or level of technology is in the hands of white hats.
Yeah,
now.
And, great.
They're kind of transitional white hats.
Yeah.
But these are people that are wanting to disclose the information and
mm-hmm.
the technology, and it's being done thanks to the current president that signed the proper orders with the Department of Energy and other military
yeah.
groups that allowed some of the stuff to come out. That was a major,
mm-hmm.
almost an act of God.
Yeah,
So these things are starting to come out, and they're aggregating the technology and all of the different lower programs, MIC programs, into Space Force.
Mm-hmm.
As we were talking about at the table, those of us who are old enough to remember how they unveiled the stealth bomber and fighter.
Yeah.
You know, how I think it was Belgium or something, they showed
of
the planes coming in and video, and it was futuristic, wild, and cool, you know, for a while.
Yeah.
They're going to bring the new electrogravitic craft in much the same way. The TR-3Bs, they call them cicadas,
yeah.
the noise they make.
Uh-huh.
They have different types. And recently on International Space Station feed, there was like a 20-minute sighting.
I know.
And it looked just like, from the distance, it looked like one of the dart craft that I've flown in.
Uh-huh.
And this was one of ours.
Yeah.
And well, I said yeah. 3 years ago, talk of disclosure, I said people are going to start reporting, you know, wedge-shaped craft in the air, triangles, and then you're going to start seeing them on ISS. That's how we're going to disclose it. And look, that's what's happening.
You know, it's funny. We filmed the ISS going over, and we have all the satellite feeds, and everybody's going, oh, you're just filming satellites. No, we have Heavens Above, and we used to have J-Tracker and other apps to make sure these aren't satellites. But the ISS was coming. I go, hey, the ISS. Everybody's going, ooh, oh, you. And I go, no, it's the ISS. You know, it's like, but behind it was this ship coming, cruising along right behind it, and a big ship, and this other big light ship goes boom, right across its bow. Mm-hmm. And we got it all on film. And so I had a friend that was an engineer. He's way up there. And he called him up and he says, hey, do we have anything up there? And they go, no, the shuttles are all grounded. And he goes, what about a Russian rocket? Are they re-outfitting the space station? He says, no, nothing's up there. And he goes, oh, that's interesting. We just filmed a massive ship flying behind the space station and another ship going across its bow. Yeah. And so, I mean, I don't know who was on those ships, but obviously they're not planes. They're you know, they're in space. Yeah, they're
most likely ours.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if they weren't ours. Yeah. When seeing that, and we have the footage, you know, and I think it's on the website. But I show this, and I go, you guys tell me what this is. I said, this is something's following the space station, and this other big light ship went right in front of its bow, you know. So now these other ships that we have up there, like the Solar Warden and things like that, are they cloaked? Do they have like a black non-reflective surface or something?
A lot of the deep spacecraft, they don't have the same cloaking that we do. I mean, when you're flying up against ETs that have consciousness as their radar,
like
the minute you see them, they're like, ding, 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 somebody's looking at us. Where is it coming? You know, and they can track it. That's, you know, what happens when some of these things fly over.
Yeah.
And you look at them, and they'll flash at you. They're like, you know, there's an exchange of consciousness going on.
Yeah.
Now, the craft that they fly in and out of the atmosphere in and mm-hmm. use for military operations, they have a visual cloaking technology.
Yeah, because people have seen so many things cloak, and I saw one thing come in as a helicopter and went out as a ship, you know, and I go, what the heck? And they had the sound, too.
Yeah.
They had the sound. And I'm going, all of a sudden the sound stops, and you're looking at it, it shifts, and then gone, you know. Yeah. And I go, well, that was a good one. That was a really good one, and unfortunately I didn't get that one on film. I think somebody did, actually.
Yeah, I remember seeing that. Causes me to remember something, that there was a report that I saw of a helicopter that was flying around this one area, and the people used binoculars or something and looked in, mm-hmm. and it just didn't compute. It looked like ETs flying a helicopter.
We've seen that here. We have all this stuff here. We have so many black helicopters coming here on a regular basis and circling the ranch. And I said, well, what are they looking for if they're not? And they circle the ranch. They just sit here and circle for a while. And they'll open the door, and they have this weird gear. They're, God knows what they're doing with that gear, but it's pretty obvious that there's an extreme interest in this place, you know. But there's so much going on. We have so much evidence here, 30 years of evidence in boxes. And these other yahoos come up and they go, he has no evidence whatsoever. He has we've been dealing with this for a long time. You know, they come up and he has no, we're the only ones that have the real evidence. And, you know, the Billy Meyer guys, and they're attacking everybody. And they're attacking everybody that's come here that puts their footage up. They're systematically attacking them now. And like Peter and all these other people that have photographs of the beings actually appearing, you can see right through them, appearing to him. He's got the best footage of anybody I've ever seen, like incredible footage of these ships. And you can see solid physical ships.
What is it about this field that pulls in such ridicule and venom? You know, I mean, You know, let's say that people are lying or they are crazy. Well, you can like, you know, this person's lying, they're full of it, or crazy, or whatever, and move on. And they do that in most other situations. In this situation only, they lock in and they feel like they have to absolutely destroy the people.
You know, I've asked that same question.
Does our information violate their beliefs so much that it causes them to behave that way? I don't know.
There's some weird thing on the earth. I've never seen anything like it, but it's, you know, they say the closer you get to nirvana, the more the demons rear their ugly heads.
Yeah.
And so we're representing that higher state of consciousness. And so it's going to bring out the darkness in everybody. And we talked about the alliances that are being done. There's people that have aligned with the dark stuff, and those Luciferian, there's other people that align with the light stuff. And even in the religions, they don't realize it, but they haven't gone past religious and cultural programs to get into unity consciousness. They're still operating, so they can be manipulated because they have to demonize everything they don't understand. And that's another mind control program. And then there's been, 60 years of social engineering to make UFOs either bad or wrong or bullshit, you know. And so that's been going on for 60 years. That's been an intense social engineering program. And I think you put all that together, you know, you've got the scientists that are part of the status quo, and they've written books, and they have their paycheck depends on towing, you know, being heel and toe with the government thing. And those guys are the ones coming out saying, you know, I had one guy with the planetarium here. I don't want to mention his name, but I get a lawsuit. But the guy goes, and I have it on record, and we have this ship flying over there, lands on the mountain, morphs into four ships, back to one again, does it several times, and a jet comes in on it. It takes off, leads a jet away, and then it pops back on the mountain again. And so we have all this on film, and he's saying that's the space station. You know, and I go, this is the guy running the planetarium there, OMSI Planetarium, looking at this footage saying that we mistook the space station for a UFO. And I said, it's on the mountain. You can see the mountain behind it. Where's your common sense? And even the guy that interviewed him, the newscast, I said, did you ask him how the space station landed on Mount Adams? And he goes, oh, I didn't think about that. And I go, God, you know, where's the critical thinking here? But, you know, it's weird. It's just there's all this program, and now I think there's even a more sinister force, you might say, an even darker force now that has tried to infiltrate anything that is truly spiritual, anything of a higher education, anything that's going to explain to us our origins, our true origins on the planet, you know, that it goes way back millions of years.
Oh,
and
that goes on many levels. I mean, as a part of all of this investigative stuff we've been doing, we found that certain people with money have been, and part of corporate interests, have been coming into this field since the late 80s.
Yeah.
And they will, like, there will be, like, a really cool healing device or really something really cool. And these people will come in, they buy out the person, have them sign an NDA, put the stuff on a shelf, and tell the person to talk about it every time. And there are a lot of people in this community that are tied up with NDAs that have had great products and information that they've brought out that has been stifled in that way.
And the contactees as well, too. They've been kind of demonized and whatever by the people that haven't had contact. And I go, well, the reason you haven't had contact is because your consciousness. That's why they aren't contacting you, because look at what you're doing now, you know?
The logical nuts and bolts versus the spiritual side, you know?
Yeah, that's a war.
Yeah, we were talking earlier that these advanced beings that are so advanced consciousness-wise, they're not using diodes and tubes. I mean, they're using consciousness technology, which is spiritual.
Exactly.
And if these people don't understand that aspect of this phenomenon, they will never, ever, ever get it.
Yeah, and they don't.
It will always be a mystery to them.
Exactly, and you know, there's kind of a gift that comes with enlightenment. When you're on the path to enlightenment, you're going to have contact. It comes with that, as long as you stay on the path. And there's also some beings you don't want to work with. You have to learn how to set boundaries and heal unseen negative influences and things like that. But And that's what we teach in the self-mastery classes and things. But the main thing is I've seen over and over is that you get outside the box. You know, the further you go outside the box, it's like the crab, you know, it's getting out of the pot and the other crabs are grabbing it and pulling it back in again. Yeah. And it's that same consciousness. But there's also even something even darker behind that. And it's all about control. It's about, there are those that are here to awaken and heal, and they're part of ending the enslavement of humanity, Earth, and they're those that want to maintain control and continue to enslave humanity, Earth, through dependency, whether it be health or money or energy or whatever, you know. And they don't want people stepping outside the box or revealing that there doesn't need to be a dependency on any of this stuff, because we have the technology to take care of the health problems and the energy problems and everything else. Yeah. Fuelessly and cleanly, you know. Yeah. You know, so, yeah. I don't know. Is there anything else? I'm trying to think. I think we've covered a lot here.
We have. I'm glad that we got a little bit of the information about what's been going on with David and Gaia and me and all of what's been going on in the community and what's behind all the bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, it is actual bullshit. You
know? Yeah, I know.
That, you know, is coming from a lot of, you know, just very disturbed people.
Yeah.
And the coordination and all of that, like I said, will be exposed. If you love this community, if you want to see this community prosper after all of this, through all of this, please help us donate to this Lightworker legal fund. We are going to, this is going to change ufology forever. Mm-hmm. The negative, all of the negative elements, the controlling elements, the corporate elements, the secret society elements, they're all going to be exposed, and they're all tied together. They're all related. So support us in any way you can. We're going to drain the swamp of ufology, and it's not going to be pretty.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's gotten pretty ugly.
Yeah,
what I'd say,
not
but
going to be pretty.
And I think it's so.
Some people may turn away and never want to come back.
Yeah.
It's going to be that disturbing.
You're talking about Trojan horses. I thought that was a very good analogy, is that there are a lot of people that are at the height, even in the spiritual or the UFO community, that are Trojan horses.
Yeah.
And even in mainstream religion, there's people that are Trojan horses that go in there and then they fall and they do everything they accuse others of. And that's happened in the past. And they're just, we need to realize that these things are real. You know, there are Trojan horses, there are planned opposition. There's people to totally discredit the field, and they're at the height of the program. When they fall, they're going to take a lot of people with them.
Yeah.
And that's happening on a huge scale right now. And what I've seen is that they've totally infiltrated almost every aspect of ufology and spirituality. And this is going to be a big flip, you know, and I think it's important that people that have been influenced by this or have agreed to do this, they need to come clean too. You know, forgiveness is eternal. Yeah. They can go, yeah, I bought into this, you know, I'm ready to turn. I really want to work 100% towards humanity and Earth. People will forgive you, you know, if you do that and just say, yeah, I got caught up in this nonsense, and now I'm gonna do what's right and bring the truth out and bring.
And speaking of truth, everything that I've said here on this video today is based on evidence and testimony.
Mm-hmm.
I am not making anything up or
changing
things in any way. All of this stuff will be that I'm saying is exactly how it's going to come out in our evidence and testimony from our lawsuits. I encourage everyone to find this lawsuit online, read it very thoroughly, the timelines, all of the evidence, all of the reports from the cyber investigators, which was so expensive, but so worth it.
Yeah.
You know, take a look at everything. If you've made up your mind that I'm this crazy doxer that's here to destroy the community, after reading through this lawsuit, more power to you.
Yeah.
But I don't think you're going to feel that way after you read it.
Yeah. I've seen it firsthand. I mean, I've seen what's happened to anybody that tries to support you or tries to I've seen that firsthand, and I've seen the posts and the videos and all the other stuff coming out, and the people behind it actually posting, and it's on their, you know, yeah, on their Twitters and
well, some of the
and
some
everything.
Real well-known people in ufology are own sock puppet accounts, and they've been working with these people. We know who everyone is.
Yeah.
We know who everyone is. We know what sock puppet accounts belong to who, you know, who's been playing little games. Oh, we've got it all.
Yeah.
Look at the link. Find it. Read
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get it. We'll have that up. We'll put the links up on the site, and then, God, there's so many different ways I want to go. I want to go
went crazy when David and I went on Jenny McCarthy. Thank you for having us on the show.
Yeah.
They had put up this big narrative. David and Corey hate each other's guts. They don't work anymore together. And, you know, they're dead. They're destroyed because Conscious Life Expo blacklisted them. New Living Expo blacklisted them. You know, Contact in the Desert.
I've been blacklisted by all those two now.
Well, if you're blacklisted from those, if you're not in those, then you're destroyed, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then we pop up on Jenny's show, and it's just been bringing so much attention to our information. I've been contacted by so many major people. I mean, this is blowing up, and it's all of the efforts of this group to destroy us. Just the opposite happened. We're blossoming, and things are going very well. It's very exciting.
Yeah, my thing is, and this is again going on the dark side. I know for a fact, you know, without a doubt, you know, 100% that basically there's people that are at the top of the food chain that are dealing straight with the Luciferians, with these groups and things like that, and they have a long history of, and they've aligned themselves with known pedophiles, and they're involved in things like that. I won't mention any names, involved in the same kind of stuff, and I've heard from firsthand experience people involved that have seen these things, and I go to these other organizations. Why is this guy on your field? Why are you headlining this person?
Right.
You know, and they go, oh, well, it's all about name recognition, and you know, we need to
or a local television
the cash, you know,
streaming online you know, has told us to do it.
Yeah, and I go, how do you do that? How do you promote this? How do you associate with this person? And there's a lot of people in the field that know this stuff. They've witnessed it firsthand, but they see this person as a ticket to fame or a ticket to money. And they just stay with it. You know, look at Weinstein, you know. Same thing. Everybody just ignored everything because that was their ticket to fame. He's the door opener. He's the guy that's going to make it happen. Yeah. And it's that same mindset that's going on. And people need to break out of that and just do what's right. You know, do what's right. Stop this charade. You know, like, let's, it has to come to an end and let the truth come out. And I always tell people, too, it's all about consciousness, like you were saying. You know, there's no reason why you can't know where those ships are. You can't have your own communication with those ships. We do it here all the time. You know, we've gone on major news things several times and told them exactly when and where the ships would appear. We did it with Ancient Aliens, and they canned the whole thing. You know, my whole thing on air, they cut me out of that completely. They got the phone call, you know,
I had some similar things happen on that show. But.
Yeah, yeah, and so it's funny, in their own words, they say, hey, this is the first time we haven't had to fake anything. It's real. Yeah. It's real, you know, and or make up stories or things, you know, so that's coming from their own people. But it's, you know, you see this stuff, and it's all about, now it's all about entertainment and making a buck, you know. It's not about bringing out the truth, educating the people, you know, releasing the past, healing, let's go to the next level, you know. It's just a massive distraction right now. And that's kind of why I got out of it with those groups. I'm out of the field with those groups. I'm not going to support them anymore or be a speaker at these other events anymore. And I'm going to have my own agenda, you know, my own group going, my own
that's what we're doing too.
Yeah, and that's the only way out of it, because they are going to implode on themselves anyway, because they're not frequency specific to the shift that's going on.
Yeah.
So their karma is going to be accelerated, you know. They're going to have their own experience. But you know, it's and that's why I see it's, you know, I always end the show with, you know, keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. And people that have that, those are the people that are being contacted.
Right.
You know, and rather than attack the people being contacted, you might want to ask the question, why are you not being contacted?
Yeah. Because it's, you can't be pissed off that you're not getting contacted.
Yeah.
Because it's your higher self that determines what type of any contact you will get.
Exactly.
If your higher self determines contact will cause you to have a Christ consciousness and, you know, or a Christ complex, I should say.
Yeah.
You know, oh, why'd they contact me? I must be the shit. You know,
yeah, I'm special.
I am special. And then it grows, and a lot of that happens, and there are a lot of other ego distortions that occur that keep people from having that type of contact. They start slowly through dreams, and they get you ready before you have any type of, you know, first-hand contact.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier, about how many people have come to you and said, I'm God, and I'm Jesus,
yeah,
and I can prove it. And we've had some people come up here to the ranch, same thing. And
yeah,
I said, well, there's a pond over there. You want to take a walk?
Yeah.
Take a walk. You know.
Yeah. Not
yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
and one guy goes, yeah, I'm going to go reclaim the Vatican and everything, you know, because my mom's Mary, you know, and things like, it's really sad, you know, when it comes up. And you know, in psychology, they say, you know, there's nothing wrong with saying, I'm Jesus. It's saying, I'm the only Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, because Jesus just merged with the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness and became one with the source, God, creator, whatever you want to call it.
But ETs believe, or they told me, that Jesus was the mind or logos of the galaxy incarnating.
Yeah.
You know, and it's happened many times, but it's a special event.
Yeah. And it's just total immersion with the source, whatever you want to call it. You know, everybody has a different name for creator. And, you know, they, you know, I always talk about their message, you know, what their real message is and what his real message was. And I said, you know, it was in his life. You know, you look at his life, he said, I'm the son of man in the beginning. You know, he's the son of Joseph and Mary. That was his identity. Later on, he goes, I'm a messenger of God. He started receiving messages and talking in the temples at a young age. And then Lessing goes, wait a second, I'm a spirit. I came from God. You know, I'm a soul. I came from the source, you know. And he dropped his identity. His name wasn't even Jesus. Jesus means Jesus or son of Zeus, you know, basically. He's Yeshua ben Joseph was his real name. But then he dropped that identity, and then the last stage was total immersion, where he came one with the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness and all planes and dimensions. Yeah. And that's, yeah, the ascension path. He laid it out for us. And others did too. Many, many master teachers have laid that path out for us and told us, you know, what needs to be done. We're hitting the end of the hour. We've covered so many things here, and I know you've got your ascension classes coming up. So what do you have coming out on your agenda right now?
Yeah, we have accelerating ascension.com. If you go there, we're doing a 10-week course on how to prepare yourself for this event. How to,
yeah,
you know, mind, body, spirit, get yourself into balance and process trauma. You know, get on a high vibe diet, all of these different ways, you know, process all of your trauma so you can, you know, have a nice, healthy life and be ready for this ascension process.
Uh-huh.
We're that's coming out here at the end of March. And, you know, then we have our comic book that's, you know, finally coming out. We have some really impressive people working on that now, heavy duty, like directors from animated movies everyone would know.
Yeah.
And I'm working on a movie still. And we have a lot of other projects that we're going to have popping out soon. We're doing events. Our World of Disclosure event is going to be in August. It's going to be in Colorado Springs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the second week of August.
Yeah.
We'll announce that soon. And then we're going to do a cruise.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that'll be fun.
In October.
So what's the best way for people to get in contact with you to find out? Is it through the website?
Yeah.
Is that the best?
Yeah, spherebeingalliance.com is a good way to find my information. YouTube, Sphere Being Alliance, and acceleratingascension.com.
Nice. Yeah, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show and all the great work you're doing, and keep on it. And yeah, and definitely we'll stay in touch. I know we'll be working together in the future, no matter who or what they say.
That's right.